Morning, everyone.
大家早。
So good to be back to be able to worship God with you this morning.
很高兴能回到这边跟大家一起来敬拜神。
May God's peace be with you.
愿神的平安与各位同在。
Well, I'm sure you would agree with me that everybody makes mistakes.
我相信你们同意我，就是大家都会犯错。
All of us were not perfect. All of us make mistakes, but it's okay to learn from our mistakes.
我们都不是完美的，我们犯错是没有关系，但是我们要从当中我们犯错能够学到教训。
But while that is true, how many of you would agree with me that we don't have to make all the mistakes out there?
虽然这个是对的，但是 我不知道我们当有多少人跟我同意我，就是说我们不需要把所有的过错都犯光。
We can let other people make mistakes, and we can learn from their mistakes. Isn't that true?
我们可以让其他的人也犯点错，我们从他们的错误我们来学习，这是不是真的呢？
And today we're going to learn from the mistakes that the Israelites made. Boy, they made some big mistakes, didn't they?
今天我们要从以色列人他们所犯的错误我们来学当中的教训。
So if you have a Bible, would you please turn to Exodus chapter 16?
如果你们有圣经，请你们翻到出埃及记第十六章。
And I would like the English readers to read from verses 1-9, and the Chinese readers to read from verses 10-21.
我们用英文读一到第九节，然后用中文读十一到
10-21，
十到二十一节。
Verse 1.Then they set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The sons of Israel said to them,Would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day.That I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, At evening you will know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord.For he hears your grumbling against the Lord. And what are we that you grumbled against us? Moses said, This will happen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and bread to the full in the morning. For the Lord hears your grumblings, which you grumble against him. And what are we? Your grumblings are not against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron,Say to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumblings.
好，第十节到二十一节，亚伦正对以色列全会众说话的时候，他们向旷野观看，不料耶和华的荣光在云中显现。耶和华晓谕摩西说，我已经听见以色列人的怨言。你告诉他们说到黄昏的时候你们要吃肉早晨必有食物得饱你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神到了晚上有鹌鹑飞来遮满了营早晨在营四围的地上有露水露水上升之后不料野地面上有如白霜的小圆物以色列人看见不知道是什么就彼此对问说这是什么呢摩西对他们说这就是由耶和华给你们吃的食物耶和华所吩咐的是这样你们要按着个人的饭量为帐篷里的人按着人数收起来各拿一俄麦尔以色列人就这样行有多收的有少收的 即是用俄美尔量量，少收的也没有缺，个人按着自己的饭量收取。摩西对他们说，所收的不许什么人留到早晨。然而他们不听耶摩西的话，内中有留到早晨的，就生虫变臭了。摩西便向他们发怒，他们每日早晨按着个人的饭量收取，日头一发热就消化了。
And let me read to you from verse 35.
让我读35节。
The sons of Israel ate manna 40 years until they came to an inhabited land. They ate the manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan.
以色列人吃玛纳共40年，直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界。
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿神祝福我们读他的话语。
I'd like to draw three spiritual lessons from the story, the passage we read this morning.
我想从刚刚我们读过的经文，我们来归纳出三个属灵的结论。
The first spiritual lesson is this: in the journey of life, God wants us to remember that this is not our destination.
第一个教训我们可以学到，就是在我们人属灵的人生的道路上，这个人生不是我们的目的地。
Let me give you a little background. So God heard the cries of His people, and His people were being persecuted in Egypt by Egyptians. And so God came in His power to deliver His people out of bondage, out of Egypt.
让我们跟各位说一说当时的背景，就是那时候以色列人受到埃及王的逼迫那他们向神呼喊，神听到以色列人向他的呼号，就将他们解放，带他们出埃及。
All of us, you know the story, you've seen the movie. Miracles after miracles, God came, God intervened, God brought His people out of persecution, Egypt.
我们看过电影，我们也看过这个经文，我们知道神不断地用他各样的神迹来把他自己的子民带出埃及。
Now if Disney was to make this into a story, this is how it would end.
如果迪士尼这个故事拍成电影，这个故事会是怎么样的结束？
Let them out of Egypt, and they lived happily ever after in the promised land.
所以神就这样把他们带出埃及，他们到了应许之地，从此他们就过着快乐的生活。
But it wasn't like that, was it?
但是这个故事的结局不是这样的。
Right after they left Egypt, they found themselves in the wilderness, in the desert.
当他们离开埃及，他们发现他们自己到了沙漠。
What happened?
发生什么事情呢？
Who took them there?
谁带他们到沙漠呢？
God took them there.
神带他们到沙漠。
See, God could have taken them straight from Egypt to Canaan.
我们知道神可以直接把他们从埃及领到迦南。
God could have just skipped the process of the wilderness.
神可以跳过这个在沙漠这个荒芜之地这一段。
But why did God do that?
但是为什么神这么做呢？
Let's look at some verses here in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2.
让我们看一些经文，生命记第八章第二节。
It says, Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to...test you in order to know what's in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
God took them into the desert to test them.
神把他们带到沙漠是要试验他们。
Look at another verse, Exodus chapter 16 verse 4.
我们看另外一段经文，在出埃及记16章第四节。
The Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions.
耶和华对摩西说，我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。
See, the desert, it's very clear that the desert is a place of testing and spiritual growth.
所以这边很清楚的表示，这个沙漠呢是一个试验，而且是让我们属灵上能够成长的一个地方。
Remember Moses, before God called Moses to go back to Egypt to deliver his people, God sent Moses into the desert for 40 years.
我们记得在神呼召摩西到埃及来带领他的百姓出来的时候，神也先将摩西带到沙漠中待了40年。
See, God purposely took the Israelites into the desert, a place where there was no food, a place where there was no water, a place so that they would rely on God and focus on God.
所以神把埃及人把以色列人带到沙漠那个地方，没有水也没有食物，就是让他们学习怎么样能够专注在神的身上。
Sometimes God does that, doesn't he? He strips us of our desires, of our wants, so that we have no choice but to focus on Him.
有时候神在我们身上也是这样，把我们身上的一切欲望都拿走，让我们知道我们能够专注在神的身上。
I'm sure here, students, if you're students, you would relate with me that sometimes you can work so hard, but you just can't get the grades that you want. Isn't that true?
我们知道我们当中做学生的，我们都有这种经验。我们不管有时候我们不管多么的努力，我们是得不到我们所要的那个成绩。
Sometimes you can work as hard as you want, and you can apply to all these schools, but you just can't get into the school that you want to get in.
有时候我们不管花了多大的努力，我们就是没办法申请进入到我们理想当中的学校。
Some of us were working.You just can't get the job you want.
有些人我们努力的工作，我们就是得不到我们所要的工作。
Some of us, you can't get the good look that you want.
有的人是得不到我们所可想的那种美貌。
Let's just be honest, right? Some of us, and this is serious, your children don't turn out the way you want.
这个事情就是超，有些时候我们的子女就没办法照我们想象中的能够实现。
Some of us, our health is failing us, and you can't get the health that you want.
有些人我们的健康不再像以前那么健康，我们得不到我们所要的健康。
You know, I believe God is using all these things to point us to something that is more important, to point us to Him.
我相信神利用这种种的事情来向我们指向那个更重要的指向他自己。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 it tells us why God led them into the desert.
生命记第八章第三节这边讲到神为什么带他们到旷野。
It says to teach you that man does not live on bread alone but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
他教我们人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
See, that's what God wants to accomplish in our lives. He could have taken us straight from salvation to glorification, from being saved to heaven, straight to heaven, to be in His presence.
所以神也可以这么做，他可以帮我们从救恩直接带到他的荣耀，帮我们从得救直接带到天堂，他是可以这么做。
No, but He left us here.Leads us here to mature us and to grow us.
但是他把我们留在这地方，他是要让我们能够成熟，能够成长。
I'm sure all of you would agree with me that life is a process of sanctification. It's another word for growth, a process of growth.
我想大家都同意，这个我们的生命是一个过程，这是一个成圣，是一个成长的过程。
And every time there's that process involved, It always takes a long time, isn't that true? It always takes a long time. It's a process.
每次我们谈到这个过程，都是会牵涉到要过很长的一段时间。
But we don't like that. We want instant results.
但是我们不喜欢，我们马上要有，马上都能看到效果。
We want it and we want it now.
我们要，而且我们马上就要。
Instant. We want instant results. Think about it. We have instant everything these days.
我们马上就要想想看，我们现在有很多的马上就能够得到的一些东西。
Can you give me some example? Instant what? Instant coffee.
我们有速食咖啡。
Instant noodles. That's right.
速食面。
Instant. What was that?
Microwave,
okay, yeah. How about instant camera? Remember instant camera?
我们有速拍, 拍立得照相机。
Instant everything, and even instant this, look at this.
而且我们有这个马上见效的,
instant weight loss.
马上见效的这个减肥。
I took a picture of myself this morning.
我会自己照，早上为自己照了一张相。
It says burn those fats 16 times faster. You can have it now. You can take these pills and you can have it now.
你马上吃了这个减肥丸，你马上就可以有这样的身体。
See, that's the culture we live in. We want it and we want it now.
这是我们现在文化，我们现在就要。
And with that mentality, when we run into problems, what happens?
但是我们有这种态度，当我们碰到问题、困难的时候，我们怎么办？
We want to get it over with so that we can get on with life. Isn't that true? But God wants to remind us today that no, life is a process. This is not our destination.
And
as God's children, we need to understand God's heart and His purpose for us.
我们做神的子女，我们要知道神的心意啊，他的在我们身上旨意何在。
God loves us so much that He wants to mold us, mature us, so that we can be more like His Son, Jesus Christ.
神是如此的爱我们，他要将我们塑造成像他儿子的样式。
And God is always more concerned with our character than our comfort.
神对我们关心的是我们的人格，而不是我们的舒适。
Oh, that's deep. Let me say that again. God is more concerned with our character, inner character, than our comfort.
这个神呢，对我们更加关心的是我们的人格，而不是我们的舒适。So
with that in mind, let's answer this question.
我们心里摆的这个问题，我们现在看看这个，我们来尝试回答这些问题。
How have your wilderness experiences, and all of us have, I know, all of us have been through deserts. How have your wilderness experience helped you grow in your character?
我知道我们大家都曾经经过这个旷野，我们在这个旷野的这个经验，怎么样帮助我们的人格来成长呢？
What lessons, spiritual lessons, have we learned in the desert?
我们在这个沙漠当中，我们学到什么样属灵的功课呢？
See, the Israelites, they never got it, did they?
这些以色列人，他们那时候都完全的就没有学到这些功课，对不对？
The Israelites, they were in the desert for 40 years, and they grumbled their way through the desert.
这些以色列人，他们在旷野待了40年，他们一路的发怨言。
They totally failed the test. It's terrible.
他们这个试验，他们在这神的试验完全的失败。
But then I look at myself, or how have I done in the desert?
但是我转眼看我自己，我自己在这个沙漠里头，我自己如何的做呢？
And I realize I make the same mistakes. I often want it now. I want comfort now.
我发现我自己也犯同样错误。我常常就是我想要，而且我马上就要，我要舒适。
And I have forgotten that God is more concerned with my character than my comfort.
我都忘掉了神，他所关心的是我的人格，而不完全是我的舒适。
What a reminder that this is not our destination.
这是何等的提醒呢？这是我们的人生不是我们的目的。
And with that in mind, when we face difficult situations, difficult circumstances in life, instead of reacting with a critical, negative attitude, like, why me? We should respond with faith.
所以我们面对困难的时候，我们不是用一个负面，说为什么是我这种反应，而是我们要用我们的信心来反应神。
In the journey of life, this is not our destination.
我们人在我们人生的道路， 这里不是我们的目的地。
The second spiritual lesson God wants us to learn is this. In the journey of life, God wants us to learn that He can be trusted as our provider.
第二个属灵功课就是在我们人生的道路， 神要我们学习， 我们可以信靠他成为我们的供应者。
For some reason, the Israelites could not bring themselves to trust God for His provision.
不知道为什么，但是以色列人他们就没办法来完全来相信神，来供应他们所需要的。
Today we looked at Exodus chapter 16.
今天我们读了出埃及记第十六章。
But in chapter 15, they grumbled, they complained, they asked, "What are we to drink?"
但是在十五章，他们发怨言，他们说我们喝什么呢
？So in chapter 6, they grumbled again, "What are we to eat?"
在十六章，他们又发怨言说我们吃什么呢
？Again in chapter 17, they complained, they grumbled, "What are we to drink?"
然后十七章，他们又发怨言说我们到底要喝什么呢？
I'm sure you remember this passage, Matthew chapter 6. Jesus says to them, "Do not worry about what you should eat and what you should drink, because even the birds in the lilies of the air are taken care of by God. Shouldn't your heavenly Father take care of you?"
我相信大家也记得马太福音第六章这边讲到，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么。即使在天上的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里你们的天父尚且养活他你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗
And for the Israelites for them to demand and ask God what are we to drink and what are we to eat it revealed their lack of trust in God
所以这些以色列人跟神要求问说我要喝什么我要吃什么这就表示他们对神缺乏这种信心
And their lack of trust in God really manifested when they outright disobey God's instructions in the way they should gather manna
所以他们对神缺乏信心这件事情呢就在他们照神的指示怎么如何去收取那么玛纳这个事情违抗神的教训我们就可以看到可以显现出来
Look at verse 16 and 19 Each one is to gather as much as he needs Take an omer for each person you have in your tent Verse 19 No one is to keep any of it until morning
出埃及记16章16节还有19节耶和华所吩咐的是这样你们要按着个人的饭量为帐篷里的人按着人数收起来各拿一俄麦尔摩西对他们说所收的不许什么人留到早晨
See, it was a simple instruction that they were to gather only what they needed and if they were to gather more it would go bad
这是非常简单的指示就是照他们所需的去他们如果多收的话到早晨就会败坏
The people said okay
他们说是我们听到了然后他们出去所做的跟他们所神所要求完全相反
Why did they disobey God?
为什么他们不遵守神的指示呢
Because they did not trust God
因为他们不信靠神
Because they were not sure if God would do what he said
因为他们没办法确定神会照着神所说的去成就
They were not very sure if God would provide for them the next dayAnd the day after that.
他没法确定神会在第二天，然后在接下来日子继续的供应他们。
Their disobedience was boiled down to an issue of trust.
他们的不遵守神的命令，就是到最后的根，他们的根源就是他们不信任神。
And why did God instruct them to gather only one day's worth?
为什么神只是他们只收取一天所需的？
Because he wanted to make sure that they would trust him every day. Isn't that true? Every day that they would come back to him and they would trust that God would provide.
因为他要确定他们能够信靠神能够供应他们每天所需要而且他们每天都会回来神面前来信靠神。
Remember the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray?
记得耶稣基督所教我们的祷告词吗
Give us this day our...Daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
He wants us to depend on Him daily, every day.
他要我们每天每天来信靠他。
God doesn't want us to have so much that we forget to trust Him.
神不要给我们如此多的东西，我们忘了来信靠他。
Have you had times when you went into an all-you-can-eat restaurant and you ate so much that you did not have to eat again that rest of the day?
不然你们有没有到那种尽管吃的这个自助餐店你们吃的 太多了，下一餐都吃不下。
And hey, how convenient! I only pay for one meal's worth, and I didn't have to eat again. Yeah.
你们想说这多么方便？我只付了一餐的钱，我可以下一顿也不用吃了。
But see, God doesn't want us to do that. He wants to give us just enough, so that we will always trust Him.
但神不想要这么做，他要给我们刚够我们所需的，他让我们能够继续不断的来信靠他。
And see, that's the root issue, the root of the problem. The Israelites, they did not trust God that He would provide for them.
这就是以色列人当中最大的问题，他们不信靠神会继续的供应他们。
And that's why they grumbled and complained and grumbled and complained all the way through the desert.
就是他们经过这个旷野的道路，就一路不断的发怨言抱怨。
My friends, let me ask you a personal question.
我想问你们一个个人的问题。
Do you grumble?
你是不是会发怨言呢？
No.
That's great. That's great.
很好。
Sometimes, a complaining attitude, a critical attitude is stems from a distrusting heart.
我们知道有时候我们这种抱怨的态度，它就是从这个不相信神的这个心来的。
And when we complain, when we grumble, we are in a way saying to God, God, I don't know if you know what you're doing.
当我们抱怨的时候，我们就好像跟神说，神啊，我不知道你是不是知道你自己在做什么。
I'm not sure if I can.Trust you if I can count on you.
我不知道我是不是可以信赖你，我可以倚靠你。
You say, "Oh no, I don't complain to God."
你说我从来不向神抱怨的。
I just complain to my husband. That's all.
我只是向我的先生抱怨而已。
And by the way, that's what the Israelites did. That's what the Israelites did. They did not complain to God. They complained to Aaron and Moses.
这个就是以色列人所做，他们并没有直接向神抱怨，他们是向亚伦跟摩西抱怨。
Look at this passage. Look at what happened. In the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord, because Moses said, because He has heard your grumbling against Him. Moses also said, you will know that it was the Lord when He gives you meat to eat in the evening, because He has heard your grumbling against Him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us.But against the Lord.
早晨你们要看见耶和华的荣耀，因为耶和华听见你们向他所发的怨言了。摩西又说，耶和华晚上必给你们肉吃，早晨必给你们食物得饱，因为你们向耶和华发的怨言他都听见了。我们算什么？你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向耶和华发的。
Even though these people did not directly complain to God,
虽然这些人不是直接向神抱怨，
God took their complaints personally.
但是神认为这是向他而发的。
And we must remember that our complaints always land at the feet of Jesus.
我希望大家记得，我们所有的一切抱怨都落在神的脚前。
Our grumbling goes straight to the Lord.
我们的一切抱怨都直接的到了神的面前。
And we must be very careful, because a grumblingA complaining, a critical attitude will consume us. It will consume our spirit.
我们必须要非常小心，因为我们有一种这种抱怨、发怨言的态度，它就会让我们让我们耗掉我们全部的精力。
It will change us and it will blind us from all the goodness that God has shown us in our lives.
它会改变我们，而且让我们盲目看不到神所一切在我们生命当中所给我们的一些祝福。
And instead of living in gratefulness, instead of living in joy, we will live in, just be consumed with the spirit of bitterness and despair.
与其我们是怀着一个感恩、一颗喜乐的心，我们常常就会完全的专注在一些负面、一些失望、一些苦难的上面。
And think about this, you know, how God has been so good to the children of Israel.
我们在那里看到神对以色列的子女是多么的好。
This is supernatural, The original wonder bread from heaven. Think about this.
这是最早的从天上来的这个奇妙的面包。
How do you explain that? No wonder when they saw this, they're like, "What is this?"
这难怪以色列人看到那个玛纳，他们说这是什么呢？
You know, I could just imagine. You know, they live in tents. Every morning they wake up, "Mom, yummy."
我可以想到每天早上他们从帐篷当中起来，他们就可以拿到这个玛纳吃。
Every morning, God was faithful for 40 years, day after day after day.
每天早上神都是那么信实的，一天又一天，经过了40年。
You know, when people think of miracles, they think of the opening of the Red Sea.
当人们想到神迹，他们想到的是分开这个红海。
They think of the 10 plagues. They think of the pillars of fire and cloud. But some have suggested that of all the miracles associated to the story of Exodus, the daily feeding of manna has got to be the most awesome miracle of all.
但是有的人认为，在这个出埃及记一切所显的神迹里头，神每天不断的供应。
Because for 40 years, 2 million plus people were miraculously fed every single day.
因为在这40年当中，这200多万的人就是靠这个神迹，让他们每天得到喂养。
But believe it or not, that miracle, every day miracle did not change their attitude, and they continued to grumble.
但是你们相不相信，这每天所神所行的神迹都没办法改变以色列人，他们还是发怨言。This
passage, Numbers 11, it records their attitude towards God's abundant provision for them. It says, the rebel with them began to crave for other food. And again, the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. They like spicy food. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna.
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。他们喜欢吃味道重的东西。现在我们的心血枯竭了，除这玛纳以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。”
Another translation simply says, but nothing tastes good out here. All we get is this manna, manna, manna.
另外一个版本翻译就是说，这个在旷野一切东西都不好吃，我们每天吃的就是玛纳，玛纳，玛纳。
The Israelites are saying, God, I'm sick and tired of this manna stuff.
这个以色列人对神抱怨说，我们已经对这个玛纳已经太过厌烦了。
You know, I would love to see the cookbooks back in those days. 100 ways to cook your manna.
我想看看那时候的食谱是怎么写的。
You could barbecue your manna, you could stir fry, you could saute, you could... They're sick and tired of this manna stuff. Same every day.
你可以barbecue玛纳，你可以煎玛纳，你可以炒玛纳。
You get a picture of, you know, they wake up every morning and they like, yuck, same old stuff.
你可以想象他每天早上又拿到玛纳又吃，说啊，这真是又是同样的东西。
Even though God's people were fed abundantly, they still complained, they still grumbled, they were still not satisfied.
虽然神的子民得到这么丰盛的供养，但是他们还是不满足。
Why? Because what God had given them was not what they had preferred.
为什么呢? 因为神给他们不是他们所想要的。
And by the way, that's the way grumblers are. They gripe when they don't have it, but when they have it, they complain because that's not the way they wanted it.
所以这些抱怨的人，他们就是这样子的心态，就是他们没有得到的时候，他们发怨言；得到的时候，他们也抱怨，因为这不是他们心中所想的。
My friends, every day we are alive is a miracle from God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们每天我们能够活着，这就是一个奇迹。
The fact that we could breathe and the fact that we could think and we can move is because God chooses to give us life and to sustain us with His grace.
我们每天可以呼吸，我们可以思想，我们可以行动，这就是因为神他选择了。
And today, no matter what you're going through, instead of complaining and keep asking God for more, we need to simply be grateful and learn to trust God more.
所以我们现在，我们不管我们在什么样的境况，我们每天我们都是要感谢神，我们不要发怨言，我们要感谢神所给我们的。
Amen. Okay, let's look at this question.In your prayer life, and I know that all of us pray, in your prayer life, does your supplication outweigh your thanksgiving?
我们再来看看底下这个问题，在我们每天的祷告生活，我们的祈求是不是多过我们的感谢呢？
Do you count your blessings or do you demand more blessings?
我们是不是数算我们自己所得的恩典呢？还是我们要求更多的恩典？
In this journey of life,God can be trusted as our provider.
在这个人生的这个旅程，我们可以信靠神做我们的供应者。
Lastly, number three, in the journey of life, God wants us to know that Jesus is our true satisfaction.
第三点，在人生的道路当中，神要我们知道耶稣是我们真正的满足。
The purpose of God raining down manna from heavenwas not just to feed them physically, but it was to point them to what was to come.
神从天上降下玛纳来喂养以色列人，并不是单单的喂养他们的肉体，而是指向将来所要成就的事情。
God was using manna to tell them that just as you're hungry physically, you are hungry spiritually, and you will one day thatMessiah will come to fulfill your spiritual hunger.
神指出我们不单单是肉体饥饿，我们的属灵也是饥饿。他指向将来有一位弥赛亚来，要满足我们灵里的饥饿。
And it's by receiving His Son, Jesus Christ, that all of us will be fulfilled.
当我们接受了耶稣，我们就可以满足了我们属灵的饥饿。
And later on in John chapter 6, this is what Jesus said about himself. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here's the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
约翰福音第六章他讲，我就是生命的粮，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳还是死了，这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Yes, God is faithful, and He gives us what we need in this life. But He wants to move our focus from the physical to the spiritual.
是神是信实，他会供应我们肉体所需要，但是呢，他要我们把我们的我们所专注的从肉体移到这个属灵的地方。
In John chapter 6, all these people after the feeding of 5,000, all these people, they were seeking Jesus. They ran after Jesus.
在约翰福音里面记载，当耶稣喂饱了5,000人以后，是好多的人都跟随着耶稣。
When they finally caught up to Jesus, what did Jesus say to them?
当他们追赶上耶稣，耶稣怎么跟他们说呢？
Did Jesus say, Oh, blessed are you who hunger and thirst?No, Jesus did not say that.
耶稣有没有说，饥渴慕义的人，你们是有福的。
Jesus rebuked them.
耶稣在那边斥责他们。
Jesus said in verse 27, Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you.
耶稣在约翰福音第六章27节这边斥责他们说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。
Jesus rebuked them because they were not looking for Jesus. They were only looking for what Jesus could provide for them.
耶稣斥责他们，因为他们并不是要寻找耶稣，他们为的是要吃饼得饱。
And Jesus says, "You work hard, you labor, but you labor for physical things. But what you really need is me, the eternal life, the bread that comes from heaven that will never perish."
耶稣跟他们讲说，你们所需要的就是我，就是从天上降下来的粮。
Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who comes to me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说我就是从天上降下来的粮，人若到我这里就永远不饿，人到我这里来就永远不渴。
And today I believe God wants us to remember, to be reminded this most important lesson that nothing in this life will satisfy our hunger. Nothing.
我希望大家能够学到一个功课，就是我们在这人生当中所能够找到的东西，没有一件东西可以满足我们心里的饥渴。
For there is a spiritual hunger, and only Jesus can fulfill that hunger.
因为我们有一个属灵的饥饿，唯有耶稣他能够满足。
So let's ask ourselves this question: Where do we find our satisfaction? Where do we go?To satisfy that yearning within us.
所以我们在这边问我们自己一个问题，我们怎么样满足我们自己呢？我们到哪里去，我们能找到能够满足我们心里的这个渴望？
Do we find satisfactions? Do we go and search for the physical things, earthly things to satisfy our spiritual hunger?
我们是靠着寻找世俗世的这些东西来满足我们属灵上的饥渴吗？
Or do we focus on God? Do we find satisfaction in Jesus Christ?
还是我们专注在耶稣身上，我们从基督能够找到我们的满足。
So God led his people out of Egypt into the desert to grow them and to test them.
所以神带着他子民来到旷野来让他们成熟，来试验他们。
And he wanted to show them that they could trust him.
他要向他们表示说，他们是可以信靠神。
And he wanted to show them, to point them to Jesus, their ultimate satisfaction that is to come.
他也要向他们显示，就是将来我们所能够得到那最终的满足，将要来到人间。
The very generation.Who saw the greatest displays of God's power and His miracles and His glory were also the generation who had failed to believe in God.
在那个世代，他们所看到神的神迹啊是最多的，神的能力最多，但是那个世代也完全的啊失败。
Now remember though, they failed to believe in God not because there was a lack of miracles.
我们要记得他那个世代以色列人他们失败并不是因为没有神迹。
They failed to believe in God not because there was a lack of God's presence.
他们失败也并不是因为没有神的同在。
They failed to believe in God not because there was a lack of provision from God.
他们失败也并不是因为没有神的供应。
But simply because they had chosen to harden their hearts to not believe and trust in God.
而是因为他们选择了硬着他们心，他们不要来信靠神。
May that never happen to us.
希望这个永远不会发生在我们的身上。
Look at this passage, Hebrews. It says, So as the Holy Spirit says, Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts.As you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me for 40 years, saw what I did today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以在希伯来书第三章讲到，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。
God wants us to know that today is the day. If you hear His voice, today is the day. Now is the time to soften your hearts, open your hearts, and accept Him as your Lord and Savior.
所以神要我们知道，今天就是 就是那个日子，让我们打开我们的心，让我们来接受主耶稣成为我们的救主。
Perhaps some of you have not made that decision. God wants you to know that today is the day to open your heart to accept Him.
所以我们当中也许还有的人没有接受耶稣，神要我们知道，今天就是那个日子，让我们能够接受他成为救主。
For those of us who have already believed in Jesus, who have already accepted Him.Let's resolve to be people of faith. And instead of grumbling, instead of complaining, we need to choose to obey God and choose to trust in His faithfulness.
我们这边已经接受主的弟兄姐妹们，让我们也是靠着我们的信心，而不是口发怨言，让我们能够完全信靠耶稣基督。
Our God is a faithful God, and we, as His children, we can trust Him. Amen?
我们的神是个信实的神，我们做神的儿女，我们可以信靠他。
I'd like us to respond to God's message today by singing this song. When I look into His holiness, I want us to focus on God today.
当我们结束今天的信息，我让大家一起唱这首歌。当我看到他的圣洁。
Let's all stand.
大家请起立。
How has God spoken to you today?
神今天怎么对你们说话呢?
Have you focused on the things that you do not have? Or are you focusing on God's faithfulness and His goodness in your lives?
你们是不是看到你所没有的呢? 还是你们看到是神的信实和他在你人生当中的良善?
You know, when the Israelites, when they started to complain, when they started to grumble, the Bible says, and they looked toward the desert, and they saw the glory of the Lord.
当以色列人在沙漠中抱怨的时候，圣经上讲他们放眼看去那旷野，他们看到神的荣耀。
Could it be that that was God's way of getting their attention because they had simply lost sight of God?
这是不是神所用的方式，让他们能够把眼目放在神的身上，因为他们已经忘掉了神。
Could it be that God revealed His glory to remind His people that He was still good and He was still faithful, no matter what they were facing?
是不是神向他们显现，在他们面临困难的时候，他还是信实，他还是良善。
Could it be that God wanted to remind His beloved children that He knew what He was doing and that He was in control?
是不是神要向他的子民显示说他还是掌管一切的呢?
And God wanted His people to turn their attention back to Him and to focus on Him and to worship Him.
神要他的子民回转，把我们的眼目能够放在他的身上。
So no matter what's going on in your life, what difficult circumstances you are facing,
不管你在人生，你现在目前遭遇什么样的困难
，I believe it's God's message to you today. Focus on Him, look at Him, look towards His glory, His faithfulness and His goodness, because He knows what He's doing.
我相信神对你的信息是把你的眼目放在他的身上，因为他是可以信靠，他也是掌管一切。
Let's do that right now. Let's focus on God. Let's worship Him.
让我们眼目放在他身上，我们来敬拜他。
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Let's worship Him. I worship you.I worship you, the reason I live is to worship you, I worship you, I worship you.The reason I live is to worship you. When I look into your holiness,
让我看到你的圣洁。
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you, I worship you, I worship you, I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking to us today.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Lord, you know, the matter of fact is that very often you are not the object of our worship. And instead of worshiping you, Lord, we are searching for other things in this world to satisfy our hunger.
主啊，事实上，你常常不是我们所敬拜的对象。我们常常在这世上找寻其他的事情来满足我们自己。
And today, just like the song we sang, we worship you, we worship you. I pray that the Spirit will help us to release those things and place them at your feet.
主啊，我们在这边祈求您啊，我们要向你献上我们的敬拜，让你的圣灵能够释放我们，把一切的事物都放到你的脚前。
Lord Jesus, help us to trust you, trust who you are, and trust in your faithfulness.
主啊，帮助我们能够信靠你，能够信靠你的信实。
And help us to seek you, and to seek Jesus Christ, Lord, and to have him be the satisfaction of our heart.
也让我们帮助我们来寻找你，来寻找耶稣基督，让他成为我们的满足。
Lord, even though the message is over, I pray that the Spirit would continue to speak to our hearts.
主啊，虽然信息已经结束，但是我们求你圣灵继续帮助我们。
Pray that we would be a people who not worship ourselves, not live for ourselves, but may we be a people who live for you and for your purposes.
希望我们不是单单为着自己而活，而是我们要为着你，还有为着你的旨意而活。
And how we pray, Lord, that you will be glorified in the way we live our lives.
我们也祈求我们在我们每日的生活当中，我们能够来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. You may be seated.
大家请坐。